Welcome to the Mother Effer Podcast. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jessie.
We are two moms who are ready to stop being polite.
And start getting real about this thing called motherhood. Because motherhood is no joke, y'all.
So put on your big girl panties.
Grab a drink.
And let's do this thing.
All right, guys. So we are thrilled to be back.
And, thrilled.
You know, if you haven't noticed, we sound fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Why do we sound amazing, Beth?
Because we're in a real studio with a real producer.
That's... A real producer. His name is Dwayne.
Yeah.
And we already love him because he's set up everything for us. And we
didn't have to do anything.
So
this is the first time. Every single time it's I show up at Jesse's or I show or the Zoom call starts. It's like, my mic won't work. My thing won't work. Where's my stuff? Today we just showed up and it was all set up.
Leave me alone, I'm podcasting.
Like, yeah. Kids are going to watch
you. Leave me alone. I love you, but I hate you.
That is a tough relationship to have with your kids. Sometimes it makes you wonder, like, why am I a mother? But you are. There's no going back.
Yeah, well, no, there's not anymore. So especially in this
country. Can't return
them. No, sorry. No abortions for you. Sorry.
No.
Oh, my God. So we're super excited. The studio is hella cool. We are all mic'd up and really, like, we told you guys this season we were really going to just balls to the walls, ham it up.
If you've noticed, I've posted a bunch of stories, which really didn't take that much effort. So I'm wondering why I haven't done that before, but I did it.
Yay, look at you go. We're going to ham it up. And we just recently learned what that means.
Yeah. Hard as a motherfucker.
Oh, yes, which is so appropriate for us.
So very appropriate.
Yes, I love it. Yes. So
We are going to.
Did you write it down in your notebook?
No.
Okay.
But I have my notebook in front of me.
Okay.
We're videoing this too, by the way. We're videoing this so that we can put it on YouTube. That's part of the ham.
Yeah.
It's dinner that we're serving you this year.
Oh, they're going to love it. I love ham. Ham it up.
So Maple Glaze.
We're going to be all over the place. You're going to see us. TikToking and reeling and YouTubing and all the things. Lucas told the funniest joke though. So, he has special needs. So like when he comes up with something super original, it's like a big deal. And so it was so cute. He was telling jokes in the car and we were like, they were all just, you laugh and it's like, all right, just stop talking.
Yeah, you're like, shh.
But then he said, what does a cow want to be when he grows up? And we said, what? And he says, a moo-tuber. And we laughed so hard. And I was like, oh my God, buddy.
You're like, you did it. You made me laugh for real.
All right, I'll just stop. Everybody be quiet. Well, that was when we were on our way back from the mountains.
That looked like a great trip. Was it, how far away is it? Maybe I'll do it.
It wasn't far. It was like a little less than 2 hours.
Very quaint autumn.
It was so cute. It was very like fall bucket list.
You were on point with that one.
Oh, I know. We did our little pumpkins and our little leaf foliage viewing and all the fall things.
Peeping. You know, the thing is, I always go to your daughter because she's so beautiful and so cute and just doesn't give a fuck.
When
we were here the other day talking with Dwayne, she was playing on the phone. Her pacifier fell out and she just looked at you like, bitch, are you going to pick it up or am I going to have to do it? And she has that, Wintour?
Anna Wintour
haircut.
Yes,
and it fits.
It is because she's the boss bitch.
She is a boss bitch.
She is. And we call her the little dictator. Because she rules the house and she roams through the house with her little finger wagging and yelling at everybody. And
the only thing that would make it better is if she like tied a blanket around her neck and had a cape.
Yeah.
Like the evil stepmother in, what is the one? I think it's either Snow White or Sleeping Beauty.
See, I almost feel like she reminds me of Edna Mose from The Incredibles. Because do you remember that character? Because she's so tiny and she's got that haircut.
Yes.
Oh my God. I should be like, I already have her costume, not spending more money on that shit.
She has blonde hair, so you can't dye it. But
it'd be super cute for Halloween.
What is she going to be for Halloween?
Cinderella. I know. It's super cheesy.
Are you going to be Cinderella too?
Yes, I am.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay, but look.
I mean, you look fabulous in that outfit last year. I'm not saying it's not going to look fabulous again.
So I didn't wear it last year. I wore it to
I
wore it to gay bingo. I was honorary Cinderella.
I know. And you even had a Prince Charming.
I did. My bestie, Edward. Yes. He was my escort and my prince for the evening. But
Edward, I need to get back to dinner with you and your boyfriend?
Oh, we'll sorry. We'll see. It's going really well.
Yes, I need to get back with them dinner. I need to update them on my trip.
Yes.
But.
So I already had the gown, and this is probably the last year that I'm going to get to choose her costume because next year she's going to have an opinion about it. And, you know.
What is next year? Three?
Three and a half. So
you can still make her wear what you want to.
Yeah, but it's a battle I choose not to fight. You know? And so it's like, all right, whatever. Just, you know, this year Ben was like, I'm going to be a demo, whatever, from Stranger Things, a monster flower.
A Demogorgon?
Yeah. So that's what he's going to be.
That's fun.
And then Lucas is Thor, which is super. Yeah, I was like, okay. I know who Thor is. We can do this.
Is Jack going to trick or treat?
I don't know. He's going to be off with all his friends in the rich neighborhood. So I have no idea. So he's,
in Springfield.
He did ask for a mask. So I assume that's what they're going to do. But he was like, he wants me to drop him off at some girl's house that's having a party. I know. It makes me super nervous.
Can we go to the party? I watched this hilarious Dave Chappelle skit that my friend Phil sent me because he's like, this is totally you. And long story short, Dave Chappelle's son calls and asks him to pick him up. And he's like, you told me to come to you if I were drunk or if I had no way home because my friends were drunk. And so here I am calling you in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And Dave Chappelle was like, well, I'm fucked up too. I don't know if I can come get you. And then he's like, tell me the address of your party. And he's like, I'm at the same party. I can see that happening.
What's up?
I know. But could you imagine? Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall at a middle school Halloween party.
Oh, my God. All the angst, right? And all of the just like the hormones.
Do you think any of the girls are going to dress slutty?
Oh, my God. They already do. Yeah, it sucks. Not all of them. Jack has some girlfriends that are like, their parents are really cool, but he has some girlfriends that are just like, very, for me, a little racy.
Racy?
For a little 13-year-old. Yes, you know, so.
Mary Jane is not that way. Like, she could be if she wanted to.
You just need to get them together. She's so cool.
She is super cool.
Yeah.
Jack and Mary Jane.
Oh, my God. Right?
I'm going to write a song.
That is like a badass couple.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, no one fucks with them.
No. Like, they could call them Jack and Jane. Like, what the
fuck? Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I love it. It's a couple name.
We're going to go out, take them to a place. Where should we take them?
Oh, you interrupted my melody.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You know what? Sometimes it's about my song.
It is always about your song. It's always about yourself. So, yeah. So, let's dive into our topic du jour.
This is a really good topic.
It is a really good topic.
I did not write down the name of the article. Do you remember it?
Was there an article?
It was the New York Times.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. No. We'll get to that.
So, I read it, but I didn't. It was about personal branding.
Oh, I read it and I felt
it. Yeah, right. And it's like the ups and the downs and like just.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were talking about influencer moms.
Right. And we were going to talk about them in general.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of went on a rant. And Jesse's like, let's talk about this instead.
So, I mean, we all know this phenomenon, right? And it's these moms who, started back in the day on Instagram, when Instagram was just a little baby gram.
Right.
Right? And
they got in on the ground floor.
Right. And really started this phenomenon of these moms who created their own personal brands on Instagram with their families and their homes and their lifestyles.
Right.
Right. And the problem was that it was all very polished and perfect and made us, the rest of us, feel like shit, basically. So I can definitely say that. I mean, you know, it's a very, it sets very unrealistic expectations.
I want everybody to know that I've uploaded Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok back to my phone for this podcast.
You downloaded it.
Whatever. You know what? It's on my phone now.
We put Beth in charge of social media and we're like, step one, download the app.
Yeah. Because I took a break because I was like, I can't watch this shit anymore.
Yeah.
It is mentally debilitating to have your own goals and then to spend all day looking at other people reach them.
Well, so I can definitely say from experience that like when I had my mental breakdown in 2016, and for new listeners, you can go to our earlier episodes and listen to my full story. But the influencer mom culture was definitely a huge part of it because all I was doing was comparing myself to them mm-hmm. all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. Like I would go to work and I was in corporate marketing and I'd work my ass off and my boss hated me and she treated me like shit. So I'm getting it from her, feeling like I'm never accomplishing enough. I'm never good enough for her. And then I had three kids, one with special needs, you know, and I felt like I was never enough for them, mm-hmm. you know, when I was trying to be the perfect wife and community leader and churchgoer and employee and
churchgoer, man, you were really piling it on.
Oh, girl. And it was a lot.
I did that.
Then seeing all these other moms on Instagram who also were doing these things, but did it in, you know, Louis Vuitton
with kitten
heels and perfect hair and perfect makeup. And then they're in their little Ralph Lauren style kitchen with their perfect children who are baking brownies with them and nothing spilled. And there's no eggs cracked on the floor. And the kids aren't crying because he gets to stir it more than I do.
Oh, my right? God.
There's none of that bullshit. And I, like, you talk about it now and you know it's not real. But when you're in that moment and you're feeling like a failure and then you see somebody else who looks like they're doing it perfectly, it fucking takes a hit on your mental health.
Yeah.
And it was definitely a contributing factor to my breakdown. Where I was just like, I can never live up to that shit.
It's like, I might as well just stop. I might as well just give up. I might as well just not even bother because I'm never going to have a fall porch worth Instagram.
I tried and all my pumpkins rotted.
I haven't carved my pumpkins. I learned my lesson. Mm-mm. You don't carve them before Halloween too early because they'll rot. But
we haven't carved ours because I keep forgetting to take them to get pumpkins.
I might not get, you know, my ex, their dad took them to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was so happy about. I don't know how much he spent. He's got pumpkin money. But
Patch money.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Exactly. Like, there's a difference. You can get a pumpkin at Harris Teeter. Or you can get pumpkin patch.
They're on
money.
Sale for $5.99 right now.
Right. Well, he picked out two really good ones. I'm sure they cost an arm and a leg. And then the experience of the pumpkin patch. And I have to say, it was a little like, oh, because that was one of my favorite things to do with them when they were little. And I haven't really thought about doing it now because trying to get them to do anything is like, I don't want to.
Exactly.
I was sad I missed it, but he gave the pumpkins to me, and so they're decorating my front porch. I do the Halloween and all that stuff, so that was nice. But yeah, there's little things. It's like, oh, I'm not a good mom because I didn't take my kids to the pumpkin patch or the Renaissance fair or anywhere.
Right.
And then I remember, and then I said this to a friend of mine, and she's like, "Let Rob be the like the autumn parent. You take them everywhere in the summer."
Yeah, you really do.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to take that. I'm going to take this. It's my time off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys are busy. And it's there's no definition of like what makes you a good parent, but there's our own preconceived ideas, right? Of what we think makes us good moms or, you know, we're giving our kids the lives that they deserve. And then we see these, you know, we have these ideas in our head, then we see them on Instagram and you're like, what the fuck? Why can't
I make? Is there just one more thing I got to figure out in my life? Like, oh my God, how can I get all these fucking containers so that I can make my fucking pantry look amazing?
I have the containers are sitting in the box on the floor in my kitchen.
Like, I feel like our first episode was like a precursor of this season was a precursor to what we're going to talk about. Cause we talked about those containers in the first episode. Mm-hmm. It's been 3 weeks.
They're still on the fucking floor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time to do that shit. You know why?
I started to do it.
You know why I don't have time? Because they come in a box.
Yes.
And then you have to unload them, wash them, dry them, put the labels on them, and then write on the labels. That's four steps, Beth, before you have to unload food into them. That's a lot of time. Beth,
it
to
is.
Do shit. I
when
don't have
the
that
shit you buy comes in a box.
I don't have container time. Okay. And the only
it
time
looks
I have,
so
I
mean, good. It's such an aesthetic. Whatever. No, whatever.
It's like those-
I got sucked in real quick to that shit. And then I was like, you know what? This comes in a box. I don't need this shit.
Right.
I'm not gonna do it. But I think in the end we were gonna talk about the fact like what the influencer Instagram mothers or just basically moms in general on Instagram and Facebook, social media, the impact it has on mental health. And one of the moms we both follow and love is Tiffany Jenkins.
Love her. So if you guys don't know who she is, you need to go follow her, Juggling the Jenkins. She's been making videos forever. But
she's one of those ones that got in on the ground floor and I noticed her videos right away.
Because she's the anti-influencer.
She
mom.
Is hilarious. Like she'd have these videos with people, it's herself, but she would dress up as a different type of mother from a Facebook group or a different type of emotion that you have in your brain.
Yeah.
And it was so clever. And then there's this, my favorite one she does is having that friend that's weird. And it's a video, and the only thing I remember right off the top of my head, it's like she tells her friend to hop in, and her friend like literally hops into the car.
I love
the one. And she's like, why do you have to be this way?
I love the one that where she's plays herself and her social anxiety and in a black, old black outfit, you know, and she's like talking to her friend. She's like, yeah, I'd love to go out to the movies. And then social anxiety is behind her like, do you really want to do that? I don't think you do. No, you have to buy the popcorn. You have to sit at the movie. You have to watch. You like, you want to do that. Don't do that. I also love the ones where she would do the makeup tutorial on herself in her bathroom, but her bathroom was
it was a mess.
It was hilarious, and the bathroom was like a total normal person's bathroom.
That is why I loved watching her videos, because I was relating to them.
She's the anti,
and I always have. And so she took a year off social media. I told you today I didn't even realize she had taken a year off, because it didn't feel like she had. But obviously, with me having to download all of these, you know, apps again, I was starting to do the same thing, because I had that same feeling. Like, I'm burnt out. Like, I don't want people to know everything I'm doing, where I am, who I'm with.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody cares. Like, in my mind, I thought, who fucking cares? Nobody fucking cares.
And
I
think
one person cares.
She, you know, she did take a year off, and she came back, and she's lost some weight. She's
Tiffany, you look spectacular. Like, she is spirit animal right now.
She looks great. Her makeup's done. Her hair's done. She's lost weight. But it's more than that, because it's not just that she took a year off to get a makeover. She talks a lot about the inner work.
Yeah, she did a lot of different kinds of therapy.
Yeah.
You know, she's still, one of her platforms is that she's sober. Like, she quit drinking and doing drugs and has been sober since she started her channel. And that's been kind of, and she's written a book about it. Which is probably why I found her intimidating, because I'm like, I don't have like a problem. I never asked you. Fuck off. I have a problem. I don't have a problem. Meaning, like, I don't drink to excess. I don't do drugs to excess. I have other problems. Like, maybe the mental health and stuff is something that I can relate to. But I felt like I can't. But her humor and the way she did things, I'm like, God, this is funny.
But the thing is now that she's back and she is putting effort into, like, how she looks, and she does it because it makes her feel pretty and it makes her feel good. So why does it fucking matter to people who are now on her Instagram giving her so much shit?
Because she did what they want to do.
Right? Like, she's, you know, and they're just, they could relate to her before because she was a hot mess. And now what? She's got her shit together and they can't anymore. So be fucking happy for her.
Yes.
Like, say, you know what? You look awesome. I'm so excited for you. And if what you're doing right now makes you feel good, and you're still, your messaging is still positive and on point and funny, like, I think that's what matters.
Right.
Like, her messaging didn't turn into something different. It's still her.
Yeah. She's still the same mess. She's just an aesthetic mess.
And she feels,
I don't know.
Good.
The truth is I wasn't mad. I wasn't jealous. I think it's a lot of jealousy, because I'm sure a lot of moms, that especially moms that are overweight, felt connected to her, because it's difficult. It's difficult. And they, you know, now she's just, it's like any other, anything else. You see someone succeed, and I fucking emailed you about this the other day.
Yeah.
You see somebody succeed, and you're like, oh, I guess it's not in the cards for me then.
Right.
And you stop, like, supporting them in some way, because you're jealous. Right. Like, really, it comes down to that. You're just upset that she didn't stay in the shit with you.
Right, exactly. Or she has the life that you wish you had. Right.
Both.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, I could see myself being upset because she didn't stay in the shit with me. Because I live in it. Yeah. It's like, come back to the shit hole.
And it one smells bad, but it's warm.
Yeah. It's it is warm. You don't have to turn the heat on in the shit hole.
No. Our heat bill is low. But I think, you know, it's like, I've seen over the years so many different types of influencer moms, and I would still say the majority of them are those mothers who make their lives out to be really glossed over and photoshopped and perfect. And,
I don't see her as one of those.
I don't either. But there's still a draw for that shit, though. Women are still getting people who follow them.
Okay, so I'm going to plug another podcast, and I told you about it. It's called Someplace Underneath. And they had a 5-part series, and they called it Parasocial something. I apologize.
Okay.
That I don't know. Natalie, I'm sorry. But... they basically talk about the family YouTubers, especially who are they're so toxic. It's like, oh, we have an announcement. And then the video is about how like they bought a new car or they exploit their kids in various ways. Like we told him his candy was gone from Halloween.
That's and now so mean. Yeah. I hate it when they do that. That's so mean.
Yeah, it is.
And I almost wonder if those families keep having kids so they can stay relevant. There's actually one family that
I didn't do that, by the way.
No, we kept having these because we were stupid.
It's like, this is
so that's why
we are dumb.
There's one family that lives in
it was a time in life where Jesse had sex.
I still do.
Well, you have to because we got the studio. We talked about this.
We did. Yeah. I'm going to have producer Dwayne is snickering over there. He knows what I have to do when I get home. We all do.
I don't. I don't have to do it at all.
To pay for my time away. That's my penance. Sleep with
it's
my
not so bad.
Now.
Get over it.
No. He's wonderful. He treats me good. There is a family. They used to live in Ballantyne, and this was like in the 2010, 2011, and the funnel
like when the influencer
vision.
Stuff was just starting.
Well, yeah,
I know, that family.
And then they got super.
They
mega,
lived in Ballantyne,
so they used to in like a super normal home. Like they're if you go back and you watch their very first video,
keep touching this
ever,
mic. If the sound stops, starts like is bad, it's my fault.
It's not. Dwayne can fix it. He's amazing.
Okay. All right. Thumbs up. Okay.
So. They lived in Ballantyne and like in a super normal home, but the dad is hilarious.
I don't know. Ballantyne with a normal home.
It was. It was a very, I'd say, suburban, like not dressed up.
Total suburban vibe.
Yeah.
Dad, mom, kids.
Yeah. And he was hilarious. And like he just had this great, he was just good. He was good. He's meant to be an entertainer.
Some people are good. Some people are entertaining. Hello.
And he's the kind of guy, like they did grow their channel and they did make a fuck ton of money and move out to Waxhaw. But he has fun with his kids and they play video games together. And
what is it?
It's called Funnel Vision.
Funnel Vision.
And
he's
ridiculous and so much fun. And it's enjoyable to watch. Like, I didn't mind watching it with my kids. And we even met them one time in a pizza restaurant. I was like, oh my God, Ben, don't freak out.
He freaked out.
It's Funnel Dad.
Like, there's another family, and I can't remember FGTV.
That's them.
What?
It's the same people.
They live in our area. My kids love those people. Like, I remember, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. Yeah. They played this video. I am a game lover.
Yeah. Oh.
So, Rob and I both are game lovers. Well, and so, we enjoyed watching these videos with our kids, and we would buy a lot of the games they played.
Yeah.
Because they played them with their kids.
Right.
And I just, like, Party in an Elevator, it's a number one hit.
Oh my God. But he's fun. But I wonder if there's a difference between being a dad influencer and being a mom influencer on Instagram.
What's his real name? Do you know?
I can't remember.
All right. He needs to come on our podcast so we can ask.
Oh, I love that idea.
I love it too.
Yes, that's amazing.
We're going to make it happen.
Okay. We're going to put out in the universe.
Because that is an interesting idea. Absolutely. I, you know, like everything else, I feel like being a dad influencer is super easy.
Okay. And you get way less shit.
It's like, even if you have a dad bod, it's like, hey, how you do? Not me.
Dad bod is like a sexy term.
Right. Yeah, like, I love a dad bod.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no one loves a mom bod. But that's what you're going to get.
No.
4 kids later. Right. Jesse might have pulled it off, but I haven't.
All right. Look. It's the Adderall. Okay.
I did go off my ADD meds. You're correct.
Yeah.
Back on them.
We're going to have a whole episode about ADD and motherhood. But so we were talking. So you sent me this podcast. So we had this whole show where we're going to just talk about influencer moms. And so, because I'm like, Beth, we got to get a topic together. We're going to be in with Dwayne. We got to have our shit together.
Yeah. Let's
pick a topic.
Pretend we know what we're doing.
Instead of picking one right before the show starts.
We still did that.
Yeah. So, so Beth is on board, but then she starts sending me these text messages.
I have them in front of me. Let me show you.
And so she pulls up a podcast, and I don't want to call them out, but it's a podcast to women. I didn't listen to it. So is it a mothering podcast?
It hasn't come out yet.
Okay,
so they're like promoting it.
Okay, but is it?
It's just parenting.
Okay,
it's just a general podcast about parenting and living in our area and blah blah blah.
It's a local pod. Oh, okay. So it, by the way, the name
makes sense.
The name's not great. I'm just gonna say that I didn't call them out. I'm not gonna tell the name, but you were
everyone's
like,
gonna want to know.
I know. You were like, look at them. They are
they got their shit together.
Yeah,
they're on
TikTok.
Social media. They're on everything. They have sponsors. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You were upset about it.
I was.
And I was like, look, Beth, we need to just focus on what we're doing because we're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
B, we have Dwayne in our corner now, and they don't
Hell
have Dwayne.
Yeah. They do not.
Nobody has him. Yeah, so you
well,
know.
Well, Matt does.
Yeah, that's okay. He doesn't have a parenting podcast, so.
Yeah. Do not get a parenting podcast.
We need to get
Dwayne
to sign
Matt.
Like a non-compete. And so we.
This is the only parenting podcast Dwayne can have in his studio.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was
He's like,
we,
I already have four.
Let's just focus on us, what we're doing. We're right. awesome. Like, don't compare yourself to these women because it's not going to do us any good. And that. I want to kind of know your reaction to that. You said you needed to hear it, but
I did. I needed to hear it. And what I said was I've been thinking of having a side journey related to this. Let me see. I had to stop thinking only one person can do things. It has kept me from writing a book, from everything really. Oh, they already did it. Needs to be taken out of my vocabulary. Because that's how I feel. I'm like, who wants to read what I have to write when everybody else has already written shit? Who wants to see what I have to put on the internet or out in the universe? People have already written this shit. I have to stop doing that because it is keeping me from reaching any goals.
Right.
Exactly. Any of them. It's like, what's the point?
Well, you can't compare yourself because, you know, it's such a kindergarten saying, but there's only one death.
Oh, thank God for that.
And I think we do live in such an oversaturated culture right now.
Right. Like we talked about last time is what social media has given everybody this sense of entitlement to knowing everything.
Sure. And the ability to let your voice be heard. And whatever you want to say, you can say it.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever you want to put on video or whatever ambitions you have, you can fulfill them on social media right now, which is a good thing and sometimes a really shitty thing. And, you know, so it's really easy to fall into that, like, that role of comparing yourself.
That rabbit hole is deep.
It is. And it's not just for, you know, women who podcast or women who have careers or women. It's just, I feel like any type of woman or mother that you are, whatever your role is. I can speak for us because
yeah,
I am one, you know, the vagina thing. Yeah. Correct. So, you know, I feel like it's whatever kind of mom you are, you can easily fall into that comparative.
It's very difficult to get out of.
Yeah.
I think everyone can fall into it, but there are a special group of people that can be like, good for them, and then be like, and this is my lane, and I'm going to stay in it. And that, so I have to tell you, going on, doing the social media stuff, in the like, it excites me. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I have so many ideas.
Yeah.
But I am terrified because I don't know how to, I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm going
to
help you.
Works. Right.
So,
this is my first big step into doing something I fear.
And it's really creative and can be really fun. And I think really not focusing on the numbers too much and just really enjoying what you're putting out there.
Right. Because if you don't like what you're doing, who cares?
Right. Exactly. You know, and it's not a magic pill. You're not going to put one video out and go viral. That just rarely happens, even though we hear about it all the time. It's really not common. And it takes time to build your audience. Right. And so.
Not showing my titties so we can go viral. It's not happening.
No, but we can start OnlyFans about our feet. People can see our feet.
I guess.
There's a whole thing out there about
I know.
Feet.
People like weird stuff.
Oh, man. I know. Yes. So we can
I
we
actually
can
thought.
That.
Did I tell you I thought about doing a... My mom's going to hate this.
Your mom.
My friend and I were talking over the summer about OnlyFans. He's like, you should do an OnlyFans where you just like tell the story of a really cool true crime.
Yeah.
But you're topless. I'm like... I could make me a lot of money.
No. I mean, wear a mask or something. People won't know it's you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unless they see I'll the wear a ski store, mask. You know, and they'll look down at your chest and look at your face and be like, I feel like I know you. You know?
That curling iron scar looks super familiar to me.
Say this line to me. She was found in a pool of blood. Okay, yes, I do know you.
Yeah, I subscribe to your OnlyFans. I'll be, thanks. I know. Thank you for paying for my lifestyle.
But you know, it's
a good idea. No one take it.
That's
it's
right.
Mine.
It's ours. TM.
We could do a double podcast. Let's just show our titties and tell true crime.
I know. OnlyFans. Dwayne would love that. Then I'd really have to have a lot of sex with Renko.
You would.
He would love that. Now,
maybe
I'll
keep it for myself.
Like, the social media stuff is, and it can be really fun if you are, you know, if you enjoy.
You don't take yourself too serious.
Yeah, if you just enjoy it. And I think once you do it, there's the fear factor is just doing it. Mm-hmm. Figuring out the logistics. How do I do this? How do I cut a video? How do I edit a video? Putting it out there and then waiting.
Me being out there is the hard part. I told you. It's like, yeah. Nobody wants to see me. Nobody wants to see me doing TikTok dances.
But we're not doing TikTok dance.
No, not yet.
No, we're not doing that shit.
We're not going to do it?
No, sorry.
I thought we were doing everything. Ham.
Look.
I'm doing it.
I can do like, I'm just not good at dancing.
We're not going to do like the trends.
I can't clap on beat.
I don't care. We're okay. What I mean is I'm going to be on camera.
Yes. Oh, I can do the sprinkler.
Yeah.
And the running
we hand. Can do a TikTok of all the stupid wedding dances people need to do.
I can't do those either.
We can do the fishing
the
one.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah, yep. Love it.
Lawnmower, sprinkler.
Yes, the light bulb. You know?
Nah. See, this is why we have to video for YouTube so everyone can see you doing the light bulb.
But yeah, I think just finding what you, your voice and your messaging and then putting it out there. Once you do it a couple times, it's easy.
Okay, so this is a deep thought. Mm. I don't like.
Super deep thought.
Myself. Okay, I love myself. I like myself, but I don't like the way I look. So I don't like being on camera. I think I have a face for radio.
My God, you're crazy. Oh my God.
So I'm like, oh my
I
God,
did. I
people
asked
are going to see my face.
Well, you kept dancing around and I was like, what is the fear? Like where mm-hmm. does this anxiety come from?
Oh, it's
you
so kept, sad. You it's kept, so sad. I think I cried a little bit when I responded to that. You were like, lean into it. I said, I feel like I look gross and people will just focus on that.
But now you're laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? If that's what gets people to like my TikTok, they're like, damn, she's weird. She's gross. I need to subscribe. Then I'm going ham. I'm doing what I need to do.
I don't think people are going to say that. And I feel like there are so many women out there right now who are embracing the body type.
Oh, yeah. Event.
Like, look at fucking Lizzo.
She's my spirit animal,
she's
too.
She's fucking amazing. So and she's animals. Gorgeous. And she's not a
she
size
is
zero.
She's gorgeous. Nope.
Right? And so I feel like
I literally can watch her twerk for days.
She's
it's
amazing.
Mesmerizing.
She's a badass bitch. She just puts it out there. She fucking plays 300-year-old crystal flutes and doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know.
Yeah, she's an enigma. She's a talented young lady.
But
she's
I
not
feel
just.
Like she's empowering other women who mm-hmm. are not size zeros to feel beautiful.
Yeah. And there are a lot of women doing that online. I'm not going to be one of them. But I'm excited. What I'm excited about is stepping out of my comfort zone and just being like, you know what? This is me. This is what I look like. This is how I am. This is what I sound like.
And you're so funny. You have such great comedic timing.
Thank you.
And I think that especially like once I teach you some editing tools, you're gonna pick them up and you're gonna discover like, oh, okay, so if I cut this and I bump these two pieces up next to each other, that provides that comic timing that I see in other videos that I like.
Right. It's like, it's all in transition and editing. And I want I want to do that.
It's fun and it's super creative and you can see how other people are doing it and get inspired, right? And sort mm-hmm. of notice that timing and notice what you think is funny, right? And then say, okay, so, but what, come at it from a different perspective. Like, why is this funny? What, like, analyze
most of it is like, I was watching my TikTok today to get my stuff and my TikTok is not
it's not appropriate.
It's, But I kept thinking this would be funny, but with us in it. Like, you know that song about the river where like guys are thirst trap? You probably don't have this on your TikTok. It's like handsome guys like sitting on a stump dancing all sexy like Magic Mike. And I'm like, we should use this sound, but we should be wearing bathrobes and have curlers in our hair and like diapers on or something. I don't know. And like postpartum.
Right, exactly.
Lap dance.
With our big vag, our big vag ice pack.
Of course, my favorite. And this is terrible, but it makes me laugh harder than anything, is when the women trip over the guitar and then they like use an Arby sandwich to play the guitar. It's like do 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 do. Okay. So
no idea it's what you're talking about, okay. But it sounds fucking
it
amazing.
It is hilarious. Okay. You know, they roast beef curtains. Roast beef curtains, I call them that. It's like,
what?
You don't know?
No.
When I was at Reiko's birthday party, you had roast beef croissant sandwiches, and I was like, ha, remind you of anything? I was such a dude that night. So these videos are like women in bathrobes pretending to trip over a guitar, and then it transitions into like two pieces of ham or an Arby's sandwich playing the guitar like it's their flaps.
Oh my god, I get it now. Okay. I was so confused.
And guys do it too, and they play the guitar with hot dogs or something. It is so funny. Okay. And it's like exactly.
Right, exactly. But you know what's cool? I think, you know, talking about like influencer moms and where we fit in, like the almost that like polished, photoshopped, perfect family Instagram worthy shit
matches.
It's going away, especially with the rise of TikTok, where the more authentic you are, the more raw it is, the better it is. Mm-hmm. Like if you're too polished and you're too produced, that shit doesn't do well on TikTok. And it's I've got it made,
if that's the case.
And it's starting to transition that way too on Instagram, I'm noticing. Now with static posts and pictures and stuff, it's still pretty polished, but the videos are really raw and real and authentic, and that's what people are responding to. It doesn't have to be overproduced, which I love, right? You know, like, you know, of all the clients that I've had that I've managed TikToks for, you know, one of my clients was a musician and she's amazing, and she when we first started off, she was like, I just don't know how to do this and I just need help. And I was like, well, all right, let's figure it out. Let's just throw something at the wall. I'll put together a content strategy. And so we did. You need some more? You need a refill?
Yeah.
So we we brought our own bourbon to the recording studio. And so that's what we did. We just started.
And her TikToks were super cool.
They were cool. But the ones that did the best were the videos of her sitting at the piano and singing. Mm-hmm. That was it. It was simple, right? It wasn't overproduced. It wasn't us trying to follow a trend or her mouthing an audio track. It was just her showing off her shit. And those have done so fucking well.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, we have a Mother Effer podcast and we've been doing this for two seasons, starting on three.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've done it without any kind of promotion for a while. I'm excited to see what happens if we do promote it.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about that article you told me about because it relates to this and how people created their own. Their brand started to be themselves and then burn out on that. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I took away from the article, because I sent clips of it to myself. Read everything you send to me, by the way. I don't just like say, okay, whatever.
It was a great article.
It was. It was really good. It was from the New York Times. And I sent to myself a bunch of clips from it. One of them being... when she switched career paths in 2020 from yoga to real estate, seeking more financial security, she realized that there was a different kind of rush in maintaining boundaries. She hid some of her old posts she started to share online only to about work. She still wrote down reflections on anxieties and ambitions, but now in her diary. Mm-hmm. And I read that and I thought, that's exactly, this is a woman that like started her in 2020. When everybody started their journey on TikTok and everything else.
Yeah.
She was promoting herself and she was raw.
Yeah.
And then a couple years later, she realized, nobody needs to know this stuff about me.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure Tiffany Jenkins' audience is curious to see what her therapy sessions were like. And
yeah,
it's like, you don't need an insight into that. Like, just know that it helps.
I think it's always been a natural curiosity of people to want to, you know, rubberneck at the car accident, right? And know the dirty details, you know? And so
maybe that's it. Maybe because she's not much of a train wreck anymore, everyone's bored.
Well, I think they're pissed off about it because they are still a train wreck, right? And so maybe they're just really, like you said, jealous, you know? So it's, you know, and I think, you know, she was the anti-influencer mom in a time when, you know, all the influencer moms were making us feel like shit. So to watch her made us feel better. So now that we see her with her life
thriving,
yeah, we feel a little like, oh, well, who the fuck am I going to watch now? That's you as know, much funny, of a mess
when
as I am.
See, but when I see her do it, I'm thinking, if she can do it, I can totally do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what she's trying
she's
to
She's just
promote.
A person.
Yeah. Everybody's just a person.
Exactly.
There are so many, like, I just, some people are funny, some people are entertaining, some people are just nice to look at.
Yeah.
And there are a few moms on TikTok, I'm like, I'm pretty confident this isn't even your fucking kid. they just make stuff up. Like, these are my daughters and they're both pregnant. I'm like, there's no way those are your fucking daughters.
Right. It's like, sorry, no, I don't believe that. Show me the birth certificates. No.
Right.
You have a handmade,
don't you?
And that's
what I mean. It's like, when does it end? Like, when, why did we have to start making stuff up? I have so much shit going on. I don't have to make anything up.
Right. Exactly.
Not one damn thing.
And, you know, as we want to grow and have a following and get bigger and start, you know, maybe making some money off this thing. It's exciting for us because it's new and it's something we really love doing. And if you can make money off something that you really love doing, that's cool.
Honestly, I feel like we did it the right way.
Yeah.
Because we just sat down and started recording.
Right, exactly. And there
I've
was no pretense.
I've always said if the stuff we record is garbage, who cares what we put into the social media?
So if we did grow on social and we got really big, do you think that our mindsets would change about the influencer?
I would probably have diarrhea about it. Like, I would be very nervous.
Okay.
Because you'd be like, let's go to California. And I'd be like, that's where you should live, not me. But who knows? Maybe doing this will get me out of that mindset. Like,
you can just
maybe
get super high in California and you'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, you step off the plane in LA and you get high. So, yeah, it's insane. It's like permeating the air out there. So it's, you know, it's totally fine. But I think I just wonder if our mindsets will change at all if we do grow.
Will feel successful. Like, what do you feel like will happen to you? Would it go to your head, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I would hope not. I would hope that I'd remain the same person, right? And I would hope
in the end, it doesn't matter. We still have four kids we're trying to raise.
Right, exactly.
This podcast isn't going to help us.
Raise our children? It can help us hire people to help us raise our children. Yeah, I could do that.
Well, so I want to ask you a question. This is something I'm going to pose on our socials. And this goes towards, like, you know, what is it that makes you feel like you made it? What are your goals? And I'm talking really ridiculous goals. Like, I want a bathtub that's enormous that I can have like six bathtub pillows in. I want a lake house. I want, like, there are so many things. Like, I want a Park Avenue apartment.
Right. Does it have to be ridiculous, though? I mean,
no. But I'm tired of being like, I'd like to wake up at 8 a.m.
But see, so I heard this from a good friend of mine. And when we were looking at buying houses in Fort Mill, and she said something really smart to me. And I think this just applies across the board. You are not buying a house, you're buying a lifestyle. In certain parts of the area, right?
You better believe it.
And so that's
I do
what
like
that's,
living in those parts.
But that's what it would be like, right? Like, you become this influencer mom and everybody's eyes are on you and you have a million followers and it's a lifestyle.
I think that's the part I don't like is the eyes on me because I'm not perfect and I'm very much imperfect and I know I'm going to do something and get canceled.
I talked at a
soccer game about wanting my son to join a light cult because it would make my life easier.
I think that's
like
fantastic.
No one's gonna someone's gonna be upset about that.
Of course, somebody's always gonna be upset. You know, so
just
no matter
the light
what you say,
one.
Just
not talking Charles Manson. I'm just
no,
talking
not where they
like
murder anybody. Cult. You know, just where they grow their own food. Yeah, and shit now and marry each
care.
Other.
Yeah,
you know, no light cult.
Just light cult.
Yeah, and I think. It's like new Coke. No.
That didn't last long, did it?
No. Mm. So I think, you know, moral of the story that I feel like for you at least, it is going to be a journey. But for you, it's really like just take it from somebody who's been in a fucking mental hospital because of this shit. It's not worth it. And when you come out on the other side of that thing and you don't give a fuck anymore, because I don't.
Nice.
I don't. I post stuff on social media because I like being creative with pictures. I like editing and I think it's fun. I don't do it because I'm like, oh my God, how many followers am I gonna get? Like, I just do it for me. I don't give a fuck about anybody else because I've been in a fucking mental hospital, you know? Right. And that shit helped put me there.
I think so. Doing this podcast, especially, I do this for me and I have so much fun doing it. And if other people laugh and they like it too, that's awesome. I mean, I have people that have texted me. They're like, I want to be on your show. I'm like, excellent. Let's go.
Okay. So that's what social media is going to be for us then. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be this thing where we're comparing. But of course, it's much easier said than done. So you just keep texting me.
Oh, I'm going to still compare. I'm still going to judge the fuck out of these moms groups. It's my favorite thing to do.
Send it to me and I'll rein you in. And if they ever make you feel like shit, especially, I'll rein you in. Okay. Yes. Judge away. It's super fun.
Oh, it is.
I enjoy it. And it is.
Speaking of. Do you have a mom's group moment for this week?
Oh yeah, so we're starting this new thing, guys, where we are talking about our mom's group moment of the week, and we'll wrap up the show with these. We may create a little jingle, like mom's group post of the week, you know, just something like. Yeah, so the one that I found was really funny because it's about this woman and she was talking about how amazing her sex life is with her husband and his huge penis and like all the things.
She said he had a huge penis?
Well, she used like the letter D
and
then like the asterisk and then like the exclamation point, you know, like she filled it in. But yeah, so she...
What's she saying? Yuck.
Yeah, she was. but she was like, the problem is that I've been with my husband for 4 years now, and she said, I know. Are you 19? How old are you? She was like any good Southern Baptist, I did a lot of kissing without doing any other things. So I love kissing.
I'm already like I can't handle this
story. She was like, I really love kissing and I know what good kissing is. And he's a terrible, terrible kisser. And
why did she marry him then?
She was like, it's like our foreplay is horrible. She was like, everything else is wonderful. And then she went on and on about how great their sex life is.
She was stigmatized.
She was stigmatized.
That's a dangerous game to play, girl.
Girl, she came to play too. But she was like talking about like, what do I do? Do I tell him that his kissing is horrible?
What is he going to do? Watch a YouTube video about it?
I don't know. Like, and I don't enjoy making out. Like, I feel like I did when I was younger.
You're such a weirdo.
But like, when I started having sex, I was like, oh, this is way better. Like, I just,
100%.
You know, yeah. So I just don't, I don't know. The sound annoys me. I don't know. It really bugs. I can't even listen to it in movies. I'm like, oh my God, my ears are going to melt off my face. It's the worst. So I just don't love it. But she was like going on and on and on about her husband's big dick and then how he's such a bad kisser. And I was just like, what am I reading? And there were like 400 comments.
I wish you had told me before so I could tell you to respond with, you were stigmatized.
I'm going to. I'm going to go back and do it. It was a post thing. Yes. So I thought it was just amazing. And I'm glad
she fell deep in that dick sand.
Yes, she did.
Married him even.
She did marry him.
Like, you're stuck with that. Like, that, I don't know how to learn how to kiss right.
Right.
Like,
I don't
what
either.
Do you do? Like, you can know. Watch certain things to learn how to.
Apparently, Baptists are really good kissers. I don't know. So, yeah. So tell me yours.
Mine is disgusting.
Really? Worse than being dickmatized?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. A woman had a baby or is having a baby, one of the two.
Okay.
And, you know, nowadays, weird shit happens when you have a baby. Moms are all into all sorts of weird stuff, right?
Yeah.
This woman posted on the Facebook group asking for a ice cream bucket. You know those cheap ice cream buckets you can get that are just like Neapolitan or vanilla, like a bucket of ice cream.
Oh, yeah, like the big round plastic ones.
Like you used to get at middle school or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, does anybody have an ice cream bucket? I really need it so I can save my placenta after I have birth. Like, what? That's what you want to bring it home in? I'm sure the hospital has something you can bring it home in.
My friend Crystal put hers in a spaghetti pot. So she gave birth.
Like, she brought her Le Creuset
so she
to the hospital and was like, stick it in here. I'm going to do a little Food Network with this when I get home.
So she was laboring.
Placenta Parmigiana.
She was laboring at home and wanted to save her placenta because she was going to have it made into a tincture. And so it's
which
like
I'm 100%
a vodka tincture, yeah, and pills. And so
sure,
she,
I hear that's a good thing to do. Whatever.
She was laboring at home and all of a sudden jumped from like 3 centimeters to 10. And her doula was like, oh my God, we need to get you to the hospital. They got
all
as far
sounds
as
right.
They got as far as the sidewalk. And she said, let me check you, because Crystal was like, oh my God, something's happening. She lays on the ground. The doula checks her and the baby's crowning. And like a few minutes later, she came. And so she.
The baby shot out of her.
Yeah. And then so our doula, she's amazing. Our doula, Crystal's doula, was like yelling at her husband, go get the spaghetti pot from dinner and go wash it out. And then she said the funniest thing. She was like, the EMS came and the one of them was like a seasoned guy, but one of them, it was his first call, first night. And she handed him the pot of placenta and she was like, don't you dare throw this away. Like, this needs to go straight to the hospital. And he was like totally like, why
does the hospital do with it?
I don't know. I guess, I don't
know. I figure if you got it in the spaghetti pot, you might as well cook it. Like, isn't that the whole point?
A friend of mine is a doula and she does that placenta stuff. And she said that her husband's family has always thought that she was a witch because they live a very like alternative crunchy right. lifestyle. And yeah. she took this picture of herself on Instagram and it's her standing over her stove and she's got a huge, massive, almost cauldron-like pot and nice. She's stirring it because she's cooking down the placenta and she's like looking over her shoulder smiling and the caption was, well, they didn't think I was a witch before. Like,
I mean, I'm all about it. If that's what makes you feel better, you know, if I could go back in time, I might try it because postpartum depression's a bitch.
Yeah.
But placenta looks like one of those big leafy things in a mm-mm. Japanese garden. Mm-mm. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Gross.
What are those things?
It's, I don't know. But
lotus
it's gross.
Flower leaves?
It's ugly. Yeah. Yeah, it's gross. It's
part I don't want to eat it.
No. And she needed a bucket. Did she
Would
find
that
one?
Considered cannibalism? Hmm.
Oh. You should ask Jeffrey Dahmer.
No!
Yeah, he would
He's
know.
Dead. He gone.
Oh, see, I don't know because I didn't finish the show, so I don't know.
He been dead.
I can't. I don't know.
You just gotta Google that shit. You'll know.
Did she find a bucket?
I don't know. I was so disgusted that she would put it in. I'm like, how are you gonna sanitize this? Do you want like ice cream placenta? Like, what the hell?
Oh my God,
like,
that's so
this
funny.
Is so random. Why don't you just go buy ice cream and dump it out? Like, what?
It.
Who saves an ice cream bucket? I was like, I got a sand bucket.
I was just gonna say that I have a sand pail.
I've got a Home Depot bucket.
I know.
Could you imagine rolling into the delivery room with a Home Depot bucket? It's
oh
like,
my
it's
God.
Sanitary. Just put my placenta in here.
Just
I'm making
put it on
chicken
ice.
Parm and placenta parm for dinner.
Just put it on ice.
Oh, my God. If somebody. Oof,
All right, oof. Guys. Well, this has been a super fun episode with producer Dwayne.
Yes.
And our new studio. And we know it's going to sound fucking ham and amazing. So we're super pumped about it. I'm going to use that word all the time now. It's going to be awesome. And you're going to be seeing us more on social media, so don't be an asshole and be mean to us. Be cool, okay?
You know what? Be
gonna,
an asshole. Just
you're gonna
see what happens.
You're
fuck around
make
and find
Beth
out.
Cry. And then she's going to text me late at night. I'm sleeping.
I know. It was late, wasn't it? I knew you were asleep.
All right, guys. Well, until next week, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.